Hello, welcome to another episode of the JDT Podcast. Today's episode is going to go over numerous things that just helped me get to where I've been, where I want to go, and places I see in the near future. First, I want to let you all know that I failed too. I failed. I've come this far. I've lost myself. I've been down and out, and I've quit on myself. Numerous times I wanted to cry, yell, fight, and scream, and just fall into a pit of disarray and say that I am done. I've taken loss after loss, and I'm tired of working with nothing to show for it. I've wanted to quit for so long, but didn't know how to do it or what to say. I will say that these used to be my thoughts. To myself, like, this used to be my mental capacity. I had to accept for myself and almost fell to the words that I spoke on myself. You have to understand that the words that you speak on yourself, the mental status that you keep between you and yourself, has to be so strong that you don't allow those thoughts, because they're not thoughts of your own. They're actually thoughts of those who don't want to see you have that success and what you're working hard for. These are feelings and emotions that the people who are too lazy to do it themselves but want the same things in life as you put into your mind. I remember talking to some friends one day, or who I thought were friends, about just starting this podcast and some future endeavors that I have planned for myself. And as I continue to express those thoughts and those goals and plans that I've set for myself, a couple of people were like, yeah, man, like, you should definitely go for it. This is something that I can see you obtaining, and you're going to thrive in that capacity once you make it. Two of those other subjects that were involved in this conversation flat out told me that that's a waste of time. You shouldn't allow yourself to go there. You shouldn't waste your energy or your feelings doing this or putting effort in doing it at all. Well, after sitting there and asking them, which I'm completely open to honesty. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, and they have their own thoughts. I can't make anybody, and I definitely don't want anybody in my life that's not going to tell me their honest opinion or their honest thoughts. So I was appreciative of their truthful words, but I had to look at them and tell them, like, hey, I know this is going to suck. I know it's going to be times where I'm going to be dead tired. I'm going to have to stay up late and start early and push myself to get the episodes out while I'm still working 12-hour shifts, while I'm deployed, while I'm still in school, taking a full course load, still made the dean's list, still one of the best people at my job, and still doing what I need to do to have success right now. So I showed them my 4.0 GPA. I showed them the numbers I put up at work. I showed them my podcast. And they listen to it to this day, you know. So I find it funny how those who want what you have, but they're not willing to put in the work for it because they'd rather sit here and tell you all the reasons why you shouldn't do it just so they can see you fail too. But sometimes you have to just look the opposition in the face and let them know that regardless of whatever you're talking about, if I set my mind to it, it's going to get done. I came to a crossroads in which I had to choose to either go left or go right. Since you're listening to me today, you know that that means I definitely went the route on the right. I've been in situations where I've lost everything, but not once did I want to end it all. At this moment in my life, my confidence has lifted me up so well that even if I lose everything I've worked so hard for, I'm still going to find a way to get back to where I was and prevail. I'm going to go above and beyond where I used to be. Failure is defined as lack of success. Seems simple, right? Lack of success. To me, failure is what you make it. You have to work through the failure and understand and gain the knowledge with the failure that it only means two things. Either you failed yourself or you failed the task at hand. When you fail yourself, that one to me touches so deep because you set the tone, you set the bar, you have that level, and according to your own opinion, which others may see your failure as still a success. Like, I used to always wonder why one of my classmates in high school and another one in college would always get upset whenever they saw a B on a test or a paper or whatever the project was that our professor or teacher had given us. And I was like, why are you sitting here crying? Like, one of my classmates literally broke down in tears because she made an 88 on a paper. My mental capacity at that time wasn't where it is now. So I was like, hell, I would have been happy for 88 shit. But, you know, I'll take my 75 over here and I'm going to keep rocking with it. You know, like, I'm going to just move on to the next test. And if I get a 75, so be it. If not, hey, oh well, C's get degrees. I live my life by that C's get degrees like mentality. So it was easy for me to say outside of school when it came to a physical task with my job at home, I know I can do it, but why go all out? Let's just do enough to put up a good score. Or even in the military, oh yeah, I know I can max out my PRT or my physical test, you know, but why? That's a waste of time, waste of energy. Let's just put up enough numbers so that way I pass. So if you live by that C's get degrees mentality, it can easily take over and start implementing itself into other portions of your life where you need to have that let's go all out. I'm strapping my boots up, I'm putting on my vest and helmet, and we're about to go all out. Nothing's gonna stop me from getting to where I'm trying to go. But with failure, as I told you about that, my classmate, she looked over to me. I'm like, what's your issue? Why are you making this such a big deal? Hell, you still passed. She would tell me, it's not about passing, it's more than that. I want to maintain my 4.0. And sadly for myself, it wasn't until this past year, honestly, that I began to implement whatever it is, like in whatever field it is, to, hey, let's go all out. Why just do it simple? Why be small with it? You know, let's press the issue. Let's go so hard that when everybody else sees it, they're like, why is he doing so much? Why is he being so extra? Whether that's in the gym, at work, with school, anything. I've had to dismiss people, not from either from my life or just from situations, because I couldn't have their 50% trying to compare it to my 75, 85, 95, 100%. That's not going to work. You are the company that you keep around you. So if you're hanging around a lot of people who only want to go 75%, what do you think you're going to start doing? And the crazier part about it is those 75 percenters will still see success. So for yourself, you're going to be like, oh, well, I'm sitting here going at 100, but I have yet to get to the level that they're at. And they're not even going all out. These are the people who have papers due by Friday, and Thursday night, their paper isn't done. But yet, they're out at the bar drinking, partying, turned up, you know? Instead of doing their work and just going ahead and knocking it out. So that way, later on, after you finish that, then they'll go to the next level and start doing other things. I've had to dismiss myself from situations that were, let's see, I'd say that they were blocking me from exerting my 100%. While others who caught that lesson earlier in life, I've seen their success. So, unfortunately, yes, it hasn't been until now, until 2020, where COVID has happened. Numerous people have fallen out of my life, unexpected deaths in other people's lives, or by figures who have spoken about going 100% in everything that they're involved in, you know, because it didn't hit me until now to realize that, hey, you've got one life. Why waste time half-assing it, as my mom would say, instead of going all out for it? I go all out in the gym. So why is it so hard for me to do something in the gym and not live my life by the same form? That's how you end up having that failure of yourself, letting yourself down. You know you're on the right track when the things you're involved in aren't easy anymore. That's when you're pushing yourself. For myself, I've been in situations where you could hand me any physical stat, any physical, like, object, anything you want me to do. You want me to go lift this weight? You want me to go run this fast? You want me to anything? And I'm going to body that situation. I've faced one physical challenge to where it literally broke me on a physical, mental, and just structural standpoint. It broke me. I couldn't pass that test. And for that being the first time that I had been given a physical task and failed at it, it sucked. It threw my mind into a whirlwind and I was lost. I honestly started doubting myself because I went into it only given 50%. Oh, this is going to be easy. I got this. I've done stuff way harder, more difficult and everything than this. That's nothing. But it wasn't until I went back, then gave 100%, still failed it. So I'm like, wow, man, like, am I not who I used to be? I felt like I lost that dog mentality that I had. You know, I didn't know. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it either. So it was honestly just a lost cause for me, you know? So I felt that I was going to be down and hurt. And it beat me. As I say that it beats me, I honestly mean that it interfered with my thought process. It interfered with the way I moved. I didn't have that push. I didn't have any confidence when it came to doing it. It was as if I was just moving again through the motions. Every time I was faced with that task, just moving through the motions. But then I had to understand, as I spoke on in about an episode or two back, seeing it to do it, seeing it before you do it, see yourself being successful in doing the task before it becomes an at-hand task. And I went back out there, got down in my position, and began to do it, and it was easier. I was more relaxed. I was definitely confident. And ended up passing the task. Overall, I say all of that to say that when you have something that you're used to doing and you can succeed at it with that 75%, it's hard to push yourself to add that other 25, to go all out, even when you know it's something that you can do easy and just knock it out and make it look like it's the best thing going. It's easy to do for yourself, but it's hard to push yourself to do even more, especially when you're already at the top of your grade. You have to go above and beyond every time to continue to raise the bar, because there's always going to be competition. It's always going to be a person that comes in into your field, your capacity, whatever, and they might even be able to do it better. They may even have the nerve to try you on it because they know that you're right there with them, just to see, for either an ego thing or a skills challenge or whatever. They just want to see, hey, I know they said you're the best at this, but let's really see. And if you go into it with that 75% and the next person's going in at 100, who's really going to win? The numbers don't lie. It's something seen in everything. You can look at it from music. You can look at it to athletes. You can tie it into even students or whatever you're involved with. Whatever you are involved with, you can tie it into that. On a music level, you can see who puts in the most time. You can tell by the artists and their numbers that, hey, you're not going to just start off on top. Even in public speaking and podcasts, there are a lot of people who I listen to this day that even before they became who they are now, they were putting in the time and effort, giving out all of their knowledge in the field that they cover or discuss for free until they built themselves up into the mogul that they are. One of my favorite public speakers, the number one public speaker in the world, Eric Thomas, always discusses as to how he didn't just end up the number one public speaker in the world. He listened to the ones who were before him, who held that role before he did, and watched them and spoke with them and studied them. And over the years, as he got into the game, he would give out his content for free, hands down. Then he had to go back and say, okay, you know, I'm trying to go international with this. He wants his content over the entire world. He has it around the entire world now. So he started understanding that, hey, people were in this same field, were putting out books and putting out things that they were selling, and then they would ship it to him. So he changed the game. He looked for a platform that he had to use to be able to make the game even easier to access. So instead of paying your money and reaching for some motivation or self-improvement goals that's not going to get to you for like a week or two due to shipping, he decided to just send it to them by recording it and getting it directly to them via messages, Instagram, social media, anything. So that way it's no longer, oh man, I'm waiting for this to get here. You know, I can't wait for it to get there. It's right there as soon as you pay for it or as soon as you request it. It's there in your hands, ready for you to check it out. Some people might need those words instead of a week later. They might need it right then and there. I look at that and how he talked about how he was building himself from the early stages of his career into the person that he is today, and how he had to struggle to place himself to get through school. He had to struggle in his early life, sometimes going to bed hungry, having to get up to go work for pennies, you know, and having to just all odds against him at that, all odds against him. And realizing that he had failed too. And how was he going to turn those failures into his success story? And after he realized that, okay, the competition is everyone, but it's also the biggest competition is you versus you. So after realizing that, he pushed and challenged himself. Wake up earlier. Do this task first. Do this next. And continue to do it until nighttime. Then go back to sleep. Maybe if it's 9, 10, 11, 12, but getting back up at 3, getting back up at 4. Let's go. Repetition. Continuously pushing himself to become better, because that's what he wanted. He wanted better for himself, for his family, and for his friends. So when it comes to better, you have to place yourself in uncomfortable states and stages. Because with change, you've never been there. So of course it's going to be uncomfortable. So why not go ahead and prepare yourself for the discomfort by arranging uncomfortable phases and challenges and tasks in your life every day, so that way when discomfort comes, you barely even realize it. You don't know that you're in a discomforting state or field 9 times out of 10 until you've already made it through. And you might say, oh, that was tough, but hey, look at me now, I made it through. Let's go on to the next thing. Check. Just start checking everything off of your list. You know. So with those failures, you know that you let yourself down or you failed the task at hand. Failing your task at hand can easily be put in the same field as failing yourself. Because you're not taking or involved in that task for any reason. Either it's because you placed yourself there, whether if it's in school, for a job, or whatever the case may be, you're the reason why you're in that task. You chose to go to school. You chose to go for that job. You wanted that position. But if you fail, you have to think about who all you let down. You have to see the task, what it is, how you're going to get through it, and what you're going to do to move around it. So your task can be whatever it is, wherever you want to go in life. That's your task. The question you have to ask yourself is, okay, how are we going to get there? But what am I going to do if this doesn't work out? For myself, my task was, in one phase of my life, was how was I going to get to college? How was I going to pay for college? I didn't know about financial aid. I didn't know what an SAT or ACT was until I got to 11th grade. I didn't take those tests until the second semester of my junior year of high school. So you could say that I failed myself because I didn't do the due diligence to go out and gain that knowledge from the go. So I failed myself there. But I failed the task by not pushing myself or allowing external forces to knock me off from studying and preparing for these tests or these tasks or goals, which ended up with me not having the best of scores. Luckily, I was able to find a few scholarships, you know, was able to say I signed to go play college football, you know, but not everybody is blessed enough to have those opportunities. You know, nobody can not, you know, it's not every day that somebody can say, yeah, I did sign a college football scholarship, or I did sign an athletic scholarship, or I was blessed to have an academic scholarship to go to college. But for those who do get those opportunities, what are you going to make out of it? One of my friends here, who's really my mentor, came from a small area near Miami. And he was blessed with an opportunity to where, although he was doing these things on the side, academically, he was able to meet someone who was able to get him into the University of Florida on academics. Now, what he expressed to me that his brother and himself did as they got to University of Florida, they realized that at the time that they were there, like, man, how, like, he honestly was saying, how the hell did we get here, man? Like, we really don't even fit in here. Do we belong here? And all of these questions and everything that he was facing. But he knew he had an opportunity to change his life around and turn it around, not from his surroundings, but for himself. So he had to make everything better. Not saying that he changed as to who he was for himself, but he knew that he, what he wanted, and had to change his thinking process and his actions to go get to where he wanted. So he gets to U of F and realizes that he's in a foreign place and was literally a foreigner in that place. But he stated that he and his brother had no option but to make the best out of the opportunity, because it was either University of Florida or back to Miami, back to the streets doing whatever. So although he was living a lifestyle that he knew was not necessarily a positive one, he knew that he had to make it and do what he had to do to have success in Florida. And during his stint there, ended up joining a frat, then also graduating, him and his twin brother. So he looked at his task. He knew he had to make every ounce of that task a success, so that way he could move forward in life, because he understood that regardless of what it took, how long it took, and the task that he was going to be presented there, he had no option but to make it. If he failed, he would go back to a place that he doesn't hate, but knew that he wanted to get out of. He wanted to change his location, wanted to change his scenery, his way of thinking, and how he moved. He just simply wanted better for himself. So instead of failing that task, which he faced numerous other challenges throughout it, and it sounds so easy to hear, oh man, he went from here to the University of Florida and succeeded. Oh, that's easy. I want to do that too. But when people tell that story, you don't hear the challenges that were in between those successes. So you have those others who will simply go and hear a story and try to embody the same thing and portray that same life, try to handle it the same way that the person who told them the story did, and try to move in the same fashion as that person. Number one, it's not going to work out due to it being a different time zone, a time frame. So the way and the situations and challenges that the one person went through and who you're hearing the story from versus you attempting to attack the same issue or same storyline the same way, it's not going to work because it's different times. You're going to face different challenges. And even if you do come across some of those same bumps in the road, you're going to have to go at a different angle when those bumps arrive. So always understand that regardless of how easy a person may make their success seem, they still faced challenges. It's okay to fail, but the way you come out of that failure makes you you. Yes, you can sit here, whine, cry, and pout about whatever it is that you did not get and that you did not obtain. But at the end of the day, how people are going to look at you and how you should look at yourself is what you did after that failure. Tears are going to come. You're going to be hurting. It's going to be a lot of late nights and early mornings. It's going to be times where you just simply don't want to get up anymore and keep trying to push. It's going to be times where you're saying, man, this is just too much for me. And during those times, you have to understand that you simply have to continue to go on until you get that goal and then push forward. With all of that being said and done, you also must get to a place to where everything you see and how you look at situations when they arrive, you see yourself moving through it as a flow, a stream or a river or creek with a constant flow as it just moves gradually and gradually through all the cracks and crevices of the rocks or whatever the path may be. You have to continuously move forward. You are going to fail. There are going to be challenging times. There's going to be times that where you feel like you just want to quit, where you just want to cry, yell, fight, and scream. But that's not what makes you you. What's going to make you you is how you get out of that situation, out of that failure, and how you still arrive back with your success. I thank you again, as always, for listening to my podcast. And I hope that y'all are able to share it, post it on Instagram, Facebook, share it. Just that one thing that I ask you for. Share my podcast, please. You can post it in your story or whatever, or just by words. But just share it for me. I hope everybody continues to have success. And I thank you for listening to my podcast. Peace. I never ever ever go against my camp for some on the other side. I never ever ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up out. I make a bag in my sleep. Can't